Hey guys, welcome back to the Pop Goggles podcast. I'm here with Kerry O'Donnell. You guys may know him from his hilarious Twitter. If not, you'll get to know him. And I'm really excited to be back because I know that I took 2 weeks off unexpectedly. But yeah, we have a lot to discuss, so let's jump in. It's so much better. It feels great to be back. I feel like there's so much to discuss, and I have such an amazing co-host here with me today. So without further ado, Kerry, say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Kerry, tell everyone who you are. I don't even really know who you are.
I'm a gay man in LA just trying to make it.
Accurate?
No, I'm a TV writer. I write for, right now I'm writing for a show on Cartoon Network called Summer Camp Island.
Okay.
And I wrote on Heather's, the reboot. And then I wrote on Billy on the Street.
I saw.
And I love reality TV and love all that comes with it. So
I love it. No, and I know Kerry from somewhere else. And then I had seen his Twitter. You guys should follow him on Twitter. It's very funny. And then I was like, wait a minute. Kerry loves a lot of the same things that I do. And then he also co-hosts a podcast called Sex Unique Podcast.
Yes, I should say that too. With Laura Marie Shane-Halls, who's hilarious. And it's her podcast, but she has me come in and do like co-host various little series where we recap old reality TV shows.
Oh.
Or like from seasons past. Like
did you have specific,
like we did High Society with Tinsley Mortimer from 2010. We did Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
And Nicole Smith Show?
What's that? No, that's a really good idea. I mean, that's, oh my God, that is such a journey.
Can I be a third?
Sure.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be a third?
Yeah.
What else do we do? Oh, and now we're doing Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2, which I think is maybe the best season of that franchise.
A difference of opinion.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll get into Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just a Danielle Staub. Like, I think she added, I mean, she's back now, obviously, like doing her thing. But in that specific era, she was the queen of chaos.
Yeah.
So I was into that.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, like, I'm a very Danielle Staub myself. And I was like, you don't seem like
I mean, no.
You carry very
demure. Even in my messier days, I don't think I was ever that level.
Right. Neither was I.
But she brought a lot to that they needed. She was the foil always, and she was always the villain, and she was a perfect reality TV villain and gave us more than we needed, I think.
Well said.
For a reality show star.
Okay, well said.
Yeah.
But speaking of your messier days, so I want Kerry to tell us a story. This happened last year, apparently, and just go ahead. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's
hear it. Well, I mean, I'm sober now.
Okay, so I don't know if I can say that.
Sure. I'm in a program of recovery. I do my thing.
That's how I know Kerry.
Yeah, that's how we know each other.
Yeah. I don't know if I could say it.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, I think we're not saying the name, so we're not breaking any rules.
I always say it. I'm the worst.
No, it's fine. So I definitely have like a lot of harrowing stories from that time, but I think something that feels like encapsulates my sober messiness of just me being so last year I was telling you a little before we started, but last year I live in West Hollywood, and I was walking to a liquor store to buy water and gum after like I went to the gym, and I have big headphones on, like the ones I'm wearing right now, instead of, because I can't do earbuds, and I was on the phone telling my friend a story of another crazy thing that had happened a few weeks earlier. And I was so into the story that when I walked in, I wasn't paying attention really. I got the water, I got the gum, I went up to the cashier, and I've been this place like a million times. And I just started noticing that there were these two women that were hiding behind the wine rack in the corner of the store. And I was like, that's weird. But I kept talking to my friend, went about my business, gave the guy a 20, and he kind of was shaky. He took it and kind of went, and I was like, that's weird. And my friend on the phone, because the sound, he could hear everything because I had big headphones on. He said, is everything okay there? And I was like, yeah. And then the guy came back to me and he asked me, I asked him, can I have my change back? And he gave me the shush sign. And I was like, rude. You know, I was like, that's
my money.
Can I have my money back? Like, I gave him a 20 for a while. You know what I mean? So I was like to my friend, I was like, Dan, I have to go. You know, something's happening here. And then I took my headphones off. And the two women were now standing next to me. And they were like, did you not see what was just happening? And I was like, no. And they said that there was a hold up. Like, someone had walked into the... Someone was, robbing the liquor store as I walked in. He was holding a gun. He was pointing at the cashiers. They told me he pointed it at me at one point, and he was standing, like, as close as, like, maybe the hallway right there.
What?
And I didn't even notice him, because I was just blabbing away on my phone. I was just like, rah, rah, you know, and he had the whole store. Everyone was hiding from him, and I just walked in, like, unbeknownst.
He was probably impressed, so he was like, I'm gonna leave him alone.
No, I like to think that I, like, my obliviousness just made him doubt his reality, maybe, and he was like, I gotta go. Like, you know, something is wrong here, and maybe I freaked him out, or he just left on his own, and I was just an idiot.
You either freaked him out, or he was, like, livid, and you somehow fucked it up, and he's,
yeah.
He's still pissed out.
I mean, that to me feels like that's the messiness that I live now is, like, kind of that kind of stuff where I'm just completely unaware,
aloof, and I oblivious. Felt
aloof without trying to be. And but do you want me to go like before sobriety?
No, that was good. I have, like, again, there's still things that happen to me in sobriety too. I mean, mine's more like driving related.
Yeah, tickets. Your car.
Carrie's heard a lot of shares about my car, you know, me getting tickets in San Francisco, going up there to pay them.
Whenever you say something about my car, I'm always like, yes.
And then I come back and I get another ticket. I have three pending as we speak. I was just at court for one last week. There's like a whole,
contest them.
Oh yeah.
I don't contest anything.
I can't. I'm flying to New Jersey next month to fight one that I got in September.
In New Jersey.
When I was visiting, I was like, fuck, of course I got one.
What'd you do?
Apparently I was speeding, but I generally wasn't. It was like a whole big thing. So I'm like, no. And then I got kind of like a fight with the cop. It was an issue.
Do you drive really fast? Like, just constant?
In...
Are you just like constantly speeding, or no, is it just in, like...
Timmy's laughing.
And spiritually
in Los
too?
Angeles, is it
physically and...
Yeah. Have you seen my car?
No. I want to, because you always... I hear so much about it.
Well, this is not like the third one, because you've probably heard about, like... It's been like three since then.
Okay.
It's a rally car, which means it's meant to be driven... I don't know if it's meant to be driven... It's meant to be driven crazy in my eyes. And so...
Okay. When I'm driving my Honda Element and I'm like drive at like a glacial pace and like those cars... swerve around me and they have that muffler sound.
It's like,
is that you? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And then I'm like, it's very like, it takes turns fast. I'm like cruising around people. And
so you're a car gay.
I think it's a car guy, but car gay as well. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's like my thing. So, yeah. But it gets me into a lot of trouble, and that's where a lot of my messiness comes from.
That's commitment. All the tickets I get now are parking tickets, because I street park.
When people say that, I'll be like, I'm like, oh, I'm fighting tickets right now. I'm like, I got a parking ticket too. I'm like, fuck you. I shit parking tickets. I'm like, that's nothing right now. I'm fighting. Do you know how much my insurance was last year? $913 a month.
Oh,
it's
my
insane.
God.
Like, I'm like, no. I've gotten, I think, 32 tickets in my life. People don't understand. I've been pulled over. Like, no, I'm like, yeah, STI. That's my car.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great
baby.
Car.
Yeah, there's yellow calipers. Oh, what a baby.
Wow. Yeah, I'm like, I guess I'm submissive in that way, because I just let it go. Like, I literally got a parking ticket this morning because I forgot to put my permit on the mirror.
Oh, it's annoying.
So it's like, you know, it's 70, 50 something dollars, but I just like give in to the state.
No, I get it. With parking tickets, I do. These ones, when they're like about to ruin my life and lose my license, I get it.
Yeah, you gotta go back.
No, but my story real quick, somebody had mentioned me, I don't know if you'd ever done this, but like, do you remember Salvia? That like legal?
I never did it.
Okay. I'll tell you what happened. Somebody had brought it up to me, or like,
is this a legal? No, that's what's, Sassafras is like legal Molly.
What's Sassafras?
Isn't it like ecstasy kind of?
Wait, isn't that a place? Sassafras?
No, it's like a drug too.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a place on Vine. It's called Sassafras.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drug.
I think so. Is it? Yeah, is that so? That's not the same thing as salvia.
No, salvia you buy at like a smoke shop, so it's legal, and like this has been for a while. I'm not sure if it, I think it still is, but somebody was telling a story, and I was like, oh my god, I had done one. I remember when I was like 17, I had done salvia. We did it outside. And this is someone that lasts for. I think it only lasts for like, I want to say 5-10 minutes, but it feels like 5 hours. I crawled through the mulch in a playground because I was trying to crawl out of the world. And I woke up and I was under, I dug through the mulch under a slide.
Whoa.
And I was like, what is happening? Like, barbarically did
something that. Told you to burrow.
So that was one time. The second time, I was in my friend Grace's Jeep and we're parked, I think, thankfully. And also we're sitting there, blah, blah, blah. And I did it. And I just literally threw myself outside of the Jeep.
Wow.
Just threw myself. Third time, this is where I will get the good experiences. We're driving through Seaside Heights, New Jersey.
Yep.
And I thought I was in Candyland. And also I was like, blah, blah, blah. And I ran and jumped the ocean in the middle of the night. And it was great. So we have like two terrible, one great.
So that's like, it's like a real like out of body moment.
Yeah.
And they sell it at a smoke shop.
Yeah. And you take like, you pack it in a bowl. It like weed. It looks like oregano. And
right. Okay. Right. Right. I was never, I was an upper guy. So I weed always made me like want to text my parents and like think about the apocalypse.
I mean, I was a heroin guy, but it's still like, but like, you know, I've done other things. Right. And so, yeah, I was just, I remember cause you're like, it's free and it's like whatever. And I don't.
Yeah. I did. I mean, I loved any like thing that would keep me awake into that like hour where you hear the birds chirping and you feel like you're going to turn to dust.
Did you do math? Can I ask you that?
I
can't ask you. No. You don't have to answer.
No, but my experiences were always like, I won't go into it, but my last night of drinking, I went to a Josh Groban concert with my parents and that led it to my rock bottom. So, yeah. So I was like, I was always like finding like insanity in the most non-insanity places, like a Josh Groban concert with Sarah McLachlan opening.
Me too. I would like teach at a kid's gymnastics place and like it was insane.
Did you do gymnastics?
Yeah, when I was growing up, and then I taught there when I was older, and I was like smoking heroin in the bathroom. Anyways.
Well, okay. Now you're here.
Now I'm here. And what we're going to do is take a quick break, and then we'll come back with a lot of like news and things okay. that has been happening.
Great. So, yeah. It's so much better.
So that's the new Kim Petras song.
Love it.
I was just telling Carrie about it.
Is this from her Christmas? Doesn't she have like a Christmas album?
I don't think so.
She has a Halloween album that just came out.
Like what?
And then I think she now has, maybe this is part of that?
I feel like that's
Ice.
Like pioneering. She has a Halloween album?
She had one last year, and then I think she had another one this year. This is me who like doesn't listen to her, but I just know this.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I thought
all the
I was
gays on Twitter always talk about her.
That's how I would see her too. I would always see on gay Twitter, like Kim Petras.
And she was just here, I think, like a month ago, and they were all there.
Yeah, that's why Bo had seen her in a concert. And yeah. I was like, oh.
Okay.
And then I said something. He was like, I see, and I was like, who's that? And then he played me the song, and I was like, okay. And
I like it.
I keep sharing it on my Instagram because I'm like, guys, I'm obsessed with it.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's like. She's really cool, and I've seen her interview, and she's like a really cool attitude.
Does she talk with an accent?
No, I think she sounds pretty American, but she loves like Paris Hilton and like just loves that whole era of like 2007. I think she's into that like late aughts messiness of all those starlets.
I love it. I think that's what I love about her too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's cool.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to like touch on that because like, guys, I keep playing it on my Instagram. I'm like, okay,
I'm feeling it.
That one, and then another song, which actually Timmy, my engineer, had introduced me to, was the Selena Gomez Justin Bieber mashup. Have you heard that?
No.
Oh my god! They mashed up "Lose You to Love Me" and "Sorry."
I just listened to "Lose You to Love Me" yesterday for the first time.
Wait, Carrie, do you follow me on Instagram?
Yeah.
I put in my story, I think, yesterday.
Oh.
I put it in there like once a week now.
I was because my coworker and I were just listening to her because I heard that song on the radio. Lose
Your Love Me, yeah.
Yeah. And I got like emotional and I was sitting in my car letting my phone charge and I heard it and I was like, oh my, like she's so chaotic. I feel like, and I was just like, I felt it.
She's chaotic, right?
She is. She's like, I mean, I think that's why people like her so much because she's like very
she's
raw.
She's sweet. It's almost like that Britney quality where she's like chaotic but raw but so sweet at the same time.
And Christian. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, so Kim Petras is from Cologne, Germany.
Okay.
Great.
I didn't realize what that said. I was just like, okay. And then somebody had held us up a thing that said where Kim Petras was from. And I was just like,
she's a German.
She's German. But no, so that mashup had happened. That's incredible. And so speaking of her being chaotic and speaking of Selena Gomez at the AMAs.
Yeah. I watched her performance. I didn't watch the whole award show, but it was
chaotic.
It was harrowing. Yeah.
Okay.
She was like not really nailing her choreo right. It was like
I couldn't even focus on the choreo. It was the vocals.
Yeah, like, they were. It was.
I didn't watch the whole thing either. I just like watched a lot of the performances after on YouTube because that's all you need.
Yeah.
So you saw when she was like it was so off key.
Well, maybe she was. Let's just chalk it up that she was just emotionally wrought singing it, and that is why her vocals sounded like that.
That too, but I'm gonna say it's also probably because, as they said, she had a panic attack before.
Yeah, but didn't they say that like immediately after
her? Yeah, which is always an excuse. But I actually understand it because I feel like she's known to like have that happen, especially because she hasn't been in the spotlight in a bit.
Right. And, but she always is in the spotlight. I mean, isn't she always like kind of announcing retirement like every 6 months?
Okay. I mean,
I feel like she's always. I mean, I think I'm not. I don't know much about, but I feel like she's always like saying like I'm taking a break.
No, agree. But then I was just saying to somebody else too, because like, oh, she hasn't had an album in so long. But I'm like, yeah, we're getting these singles every year. We had like Back to You. We had It Ain't Me 2 years ago. Like she's still giving us a
Bad Liar. That was a good song. Oh, that was so good. A great song.
You're right, and that wasn't Talking from an album Heads either. Sample. That was just a single release.
But those
Fetish was right after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those were good songs.
You're right. Yes.
When I heard Bad Liar, and I was like, okay, I'm a Selena Gomez fan.
I remember. Well, I was a little bit before then when Good For You came out. I was like, I'm a Selena Gomez fan. But Bad Liar, I remember it came out. It was like the middle of the night. I woke up at 3 a.m. I was like, and I was like dancing in the kitchen. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It had that. I mean, it's Talking Heads. It's like such a perfect.
Yep.
Like blend, and I think she got permission from David Byrne, which is so cool. And I mean, it was just like made me give. I don't know. She felt it just felt really cool, and like she gets it.
It did. It was cool. Yeah, cool vibe for her, and I think it was great for her voice because she does. They call her the Whisper Queen, and so that worked well with her voice.
Yeah, no.
That's why I think this like power ballad of "Lose You to Love Me," especially live, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, maybe it's not her
genre
wheelhouse. But yeah, it was. I mean, I'm okay. I just want to talk about this really quick. So I'm fascinated by her whole like Christian thing because she and Hailey Bieber have been like going off about. Like Christ lately, and you saw the Hailey Bieber Halloween.
No, she keeps liking it, yeah.
Well, on Halloween she posted like a series of stories saying that like I'm not afraid of Halloween because I have the blood of Christ, you know, to protect me. And she was like, I reclaim God, you know, Halloween in the image of God, and like was talking about like conquering paganism and all this stuff. And then Selena Gomez a week later was like, I'm just laying in bed right now, just loving God and thinking about Christ, and it was like.
She's done that since she was young, though. She was always like on the forefront of God.
But I'm interested. I'm not like knocking Christianity, I'm interested in this wave of like uber famous young people that are in these kind of hipster Christian,
truly hipster Christian churches, yeah,
like Mosaic and Hillsong and
yep,
yeah. It's like it's
Pastor Carl Lentz,
like sleeve tattoo pastors.
Pastors that I'm attracted to.
Yeah, they're like pastors you want to fuck, but like they're like. It's just
they're like pastors from gay porn. Like
they are.
Yeah.
It's like a gay porn genre. Like, come in and see the pastor and talk
totally.
About like, hey, I'm like married to a woman, but I'm feeling, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, she's kind of been like saying that for a while, but there was that aspect to it.
This was a tangent.
No, this was a tangent. But back to the AMAs. So that was interesting. I thought the stage looked great. And then T Swift is really off key as well. Did you watch hers?
No.
Okay, she was off key. I don't get much from her performances, so like, there's nothing to watch.
She did like a medley.
She did a medley.
Artist of the decade.
She did a Dorinda medley, and
who went to my college?
What?
Right.
Sorry, I was screaming. Oh my God, the baby's sleeping. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. That's incredible.
Did you see? Okay. I'll let you talk.
So real quick. So there's really with the performance, there's like nothing for her to watch. So I thought that was okay. Okay, but speaking of Taylor Swift, please tell me you saw the video. Evan Ross Katz had posted it. You follow him?
Oh,
right?
With Shania Twain?
Oh yeah, my God. She goes, you know, you don't have to be beautiful.
What was that? Okay, because objectively, Taylor Swift is beautiful.
Objectively.
Well, she's like 6 feet tall. She's like, you know, by cultural standards, I'd say that she's a beautiful celebrity.
No, 100%.
It was just, she kind of felt, She seemed a little drunk. Like,
do you think she meant it? Because she's like, you know, I'm so proud of Taylor. It's so great with her music and stuff. And it just shows you don't have to be beautiful in this industry and essentially calling Taylor ugly. And I'm like, what?
I feel like she got her words mixed. I think she said she was speaking too fast before. Like, we've all been in that where we say, and it was just like a foot in your mouth moment. Yeah. But because I don't think Shania Twain is like
petty.
No.
And they're like, she always looked up to Shania.
Yeah, they're kind of kindred.
I think she brought Shania out on the 1989 tour.
Oh, yeah. And then she came out and did...
Did they do that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was an accidental petty.
Okay, but it was amazing.
It was amazing. Was like, I screamed when I saw it.
No, me too. There was that at the AMAs. And then...
Also, Shania looks amazing.
I am going to disagree. I think amazing, but like her face is really bloated. So speaking of like being drunk, you were like, her face is bloated. Oh my God. You know who else has performed so much?
She's in kind of like an Elizabeth Taylor moment, I think. Like late state, like middle-aged Elizabeth Taylor, maybe.
Like Percocet?
No, just kind of like fully living and...
Like Xanax? Like, where are we going with this?
Maybe just like kind of like I've been there, and now I'm just like kind of going full grand dame. Like,
you're right. Maybe. And then I was thinking too, and they usually bring like one kind of older grand dame out on the stage and like a mix of younger generation for award shows like that. And so she had her moment there. There was that, but then you see Dua Lipa. Somebody keeps calling her like Dua Peep or something, Dua Peepa or something. She, have you ever seen her perform at all? It's insane. She literally does nothing. She's
her dance.
Like, she's like, nah, dun, 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 nah. It's so mashed potatoes. And
it's very like mummy. Like, you know, like she's kind of like,
if
walk like an, you know, very like
that energy.
Yeah.
I'd say we're getting less. But this performance was like, she had like a new look. She was looking kind of like Erika Jane-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave us something. And
I like Dua Lipa. I kind of think when I see that dancing, I'm kind of like, all right, she's doing what she can, you know, and I appreciate that.
Again, she's not trying to be.
No, she's not. She's like, I'm not like. She's,
you're right,
because like,
I hate when they can't dance and they're doing full choreo and it's like. Ah.
She kind of has like cool girl at summer camp dance moves.
You
like
know
at the
what?
End of the summer camp when they're all like at like the school, the camp dance. And there's just like a cool like.
Yeah. Yeah. There she is there. Look at her. She looks. And this, like I said, it's almost like a...
It's like Madonna, Erika Jane.
Yeah. Pat and the
lumping
puss.
Lumping them in the same... Because they're in the same category.
I mean, are they not?
The dancers are doing... Thank God she had them.
I was just going to say, I feel like she got the bottom of the barrel dancers, and their outfits are disgusting.
I like her tights.
But the...
It's classic.
All her dancers have like mushy asses with those leotards. They're so ill-fitting. It's awful. I'm going to stop being negative about the dancers. They worked hard, but
I love her. Yeah.
We're going to switch gears. Cause that's all I had to say about the AMAs is, do you have anything else?
No, my whole thing is I just love watching the reactions. Those are like at any award show. I just think the reactions are always like,
wait, sorry. I'm really happy you brought that up because at one point, you know, like Selena Gomez is best friend to Taylor Swift. Although there was that recent thing recently where Selena had posted herself in Skims solution wear, Kim K's solution wear, which was alarming. And then what had happened was, so they're at the award show and Taylor was dancing next to Halsey and Camila Cabello. Best Selena Gomez, no. So then also they panned to Selena. No, you see Taylor and the two biddies and they're like, ah! And then they panned to Selena and she's just like,
oh.
And I said, Sally G.
She's not in the crew anymore.
Well, I think she was like next to Taylor's mom. So I guess, yeah, but like, I don't know why she was not with them.
They have some like, they're like forever for, like they're, I think that they're like locked in
but
as friends.
Maybe it was Taylor's pissed about Kim K solution wear, which did you know they said it's going to be her $1 billion baby?
Kim said that?
No, like the market is saying like that solution wear is going to be Kim's $1 billion brand.
Yeah, probably. Good for her.
Kim K attorney at law. I love her.
I'd hire her as my attorney. You should hire her to fight your
my landlord
Jersey speeding ticket.
Oh.
And your landlord. Yeah.
Monsters. Both of them. Anyways.
I'm like a Kim K.
Diehard.
I ride with her and Kris Jenner.
High five. Yeah. Oh, Kris Jenner. Okay. I love both of them.
Yep.
No, we're going to switch something up real quick.
Okay.
Did you ever watch the show Scream Queens?
A little.
I don't like the reaction. Season one. Season two is disgusting.
No.
You didn't watch season one?
Mm-mm.
Well, so you only watched a little of season two?
A little. No, I watched like clips of season one. I know. I it's hard for me to get into, like,
I hate Ryan Murphy shows, to be honest with you.
I love his shows, but I just sometimes it's hard for me to get into anything that everyone's watching. Like, I'm like,
did
I feel like I have so
it?
Much.
I'm like, Carrie, Scream Queens? Canceled.
I feel like it was popular for a moment.
For a second. Well, anyways, yeah. The point is that they're bringing it back on Netflix. They revived it.
Oh.
And, like, the cast is back.
Well, he just has that big Netflix deal, I think.
So yeah. That's I cool. struggle with his shows.
Really?
Like, have you watched The Politician?
I'm not done yet, but
I've obviously seen the scene of tell the woman about your cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, I just love how just put, like, Jessica Lange in anything and I'll just watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, I love his American crime shows.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't like OJ?
I didn't even give him a shot. I actually should. I struggle with
watch
his
OJ.
I did watch the okay, I watched
Sarah Paulson is
I did.
Fucking
Sarah
amazing.
Sarah Paulson is one of my faves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw her out recently or like a few months ago.
Wait, speaking just because I feel like you appreciate an upper echelon of TV.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's no. Well, at the same time, no, the juxtaposition of you and your reality crap, but also I feel
right,
like you
right.
can appreciate.
Yeah, like.
And I've spoken to this before. Did you watch Killing Eve?
Yes.
I knew. I said I knew
my
who it was.
My favorite show.
Okay. Was that
Phoebe
not
Waller
like
Bridges? Like,
was that not one of the most well deserved Emmys ever?
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
Jodie Comer. Also, her.
She's like, I don't like it.
Her normal accent, like her, is she's like from Liverpool, yep. And she has like a Scouse kind of like, or I think that's what they call it. Like
yes.
Yeah. She's like real, and the fact that she can weave through so seamlessly and all those accents,
so many accents,
is it's like frightening.
Remember when she did the American one in the AA meeting, and she's like, "Hey,
hey, yeah." She's and that even sounded perfect.
It's she's in. I'm sorry. Yeah. I am obsessed.
No, she's amazing, and I loved her speech, and she's great.
Yeah, Carrie,
Sandra
yeah,
Oh and her
taste.
Together. They're, I mean, that's, I just, any, like, female-fronted.
Crap.
Yeah, always the best.
Okay, so that was my one thing. Scream Queens is back. But I wanted, there's a few, like, Bravo news, but before I get into that, and this is going to feel so random and out of place in the news that we just spoke about, but Harry Morton died? Anybody, can I get a reaction in the room, please? No. Okay, there we go. I'm like, give the man sympathy. No, he... Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you get TMZ alerts?
No. Wait, Harry Morton?
Harry Morton, the pink taco heir, he used to date Lindsay Lohan and like Mary Kate back in the day. And Demi Moore even.
Oh, no.
You didn't see that?
Wait, how did he die?
Unclear, but it happened yesterday.
He's young.
Like 38.
Oh, young. Shit. Pink taco like on La Brea?
He's like a restaurateur. Yeah, Harry Morton died.
Oh, no.
And then Lindsay Lohan tweeted about it. Carrie.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Carrie O'Donnell.
I think I unfollowed her on Twitter and I like...
What? No. Oh, sorry. Oh, my... What?
I had to for my, like, for
you,
my
you
wellness.
Because you missed the ambient tweeting and it's not the same with
no, it. I think I got... When she chased that Syrian family through the streets of Paris...
And got punched in the face.
And got punched in the face and filmed herself on the ground. I was like, this...
This is too much for me.
Wait, so he...
Okay.
So he, like, died under mysterious circumstances.
Under mysterious circumstances.
What did Lindsay say?
She just posted a picture of them, because you know she loves posting a throwback of herself, because she looks great then and not now. And it just said, best friends, best life.
Ooh.
Was that a good ooh or a bad ooh?
That's just...
Ooh.
It's kind of sad.
Sad.
She lives permanently in the past.
Oh, yeah. She lives... permanently nowhere, because she's always bouncing around from country to country wherever they'll host her, and I do mean host in the context of, do you know what I'm talking about?
She's kind of a glamorous vagrant. She just kind of
mm-hmm. We've spoken about that. Makes her money. All right, we're gonna take another break and we'll come back with some of that Bravo news before getting into the shows. I know we have a lot to discuss. So just stay with us. All right. So much better. Okay, so, you know, we were just talking about, like, love stuff and relationships. This is offhand. But speaking of Bravo news and whatnot, you saw Tinsley got engaged?
Yep.
I can see my comment there. She posted it on Instagram of, like, the actual moment, and her caption, this actually gave me chills. It said, I always knew it was you.
She did. She's living her Cluth.
She's living her Cluth. Scott Cluth. But isn't that...
Do you see Dale in the background with the camera?
Uh-huh. She's like...
Yeah.
She's like, Tinsley, we got him.
Stage room.
She's like, we got him.
We got him. Yeah. No, I'm happy for Tinsley. I've had conflicted feelings about this because I feel like Scott is...
Awful.
He's not awful. He's just like, doesn't... I feel like he doesn't really know what he wants fully. And he's, I think Tinsley needs complete security from, like, she needs someone to be like, and he was just kind of tooling her around for a few years.
And I
feel like, sorry,
no.
And I feel like she just wants so badly to be married again. Cause that's all, she got married so young to Topper. So I feel like her whole life is just, and she was raised in that mentality. And now that she has this profile and she's on this, you know, she's pretty popular on that show. And it's almost like I can see her being, maybe feeling like, I feel like I have to do this still. You know what I mean? But she doesn't even need to be married.
I agree. I think part of me does think she loves him too, but I think a lot of
She does love him. Yeah, you're right.
I think a lot of his hesitance is that he doesn't want the lifestyle that comes with her. And it's like, well, that's what she does. That's what her career is. That's, you know what I mean?
Maybe he like got with the program.
Right. Cause I think before he wanted her to give it up, which we kind of like danced around cause you can't break the fourth wall in the show. But mm-hmm. I feel like what she wanted to say was like, he wants me to quit the show.
Yeah. And moves to Chicago.
Yeah. Which was, yeah.
But my favorite detail of this whole matter is in the page 6 report for it. There mm-hmm. was a little moment where it said, it mentioned Topper and his new wife Tabitha have welcomed their new baby child. And I was like, that's Dale.
I saw your you put
I was well like, at oh, first man. I was talking about my other podcast on the podcast I do with Laura, and I posted like Dale was probably like calling Page 6 now to correct it, and then people were like time. no, Dale probably had them include that.
Oh, 100%
because she loves Topper.
She hates Tinsley.
I don't think I think she's obsessed with Tinsley. I think she's obsessed with her daughters.
I think she hates her because she's obsessed with her and she's doing well and she like wishes she was her.
I don't think it's like I disagree.
Okay.
I feel like I could see that like being like the jealous mother, but yeah. I think she's more so obsessed with them having the dream that she wanted that she's like, if she deviates from that in any way, and I think her divorcing Topper was like the worst thing that's ever happened to Dale.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a strong thing, but like if you watch High Society, Dale was like aghast at the idea of a divorced woman on her own in New York, you know? And Tinsley was just kind of like, Topper was a shitty husband. And Dale was like, no, Tinsley, you need to apologize to her, to him. Okay. Go back to Topper and apologize.
I remember even saying about Scott.
Yeah.
So. All right, we'll just move these, and then there's a few more things real quick, because then we'll get into like the actual episodes. Heather Dubrow's assistant quit. Did you see this?
No.
But Heather Dubrow's assistant quit, and apparently, sorry, she got fired, but Heather's saying she got quit, and then like she went on Instagram saying like I was let go. This is so ridiculous, and they were really close. And like,
what was?
We don't know.
No.
That's the thing. We don't.
We don't know.
So when you ask me, I don't have any answers. I don't have any answers for myself.
No theory.
I feel like it's like she left on maternity leave. And I think maybe Heather realized, like, I actually don't really need her. Or realized, like, she wanted somebody else. She'd get her for cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened. Because apparently Heather was like, I offered her a position in a different capacity or something like that.
Wow.
And, yep. And so I don't know what happened, but...
I miss Heather.
Me too. I would like her back on the show.
She might come back.
She might come back. I'm feeling it. She was actually just hanging out with Tamara.
I was... So weird that you're talking about her, because just today a YouTube recommended video was the
Heather Dubrow's closet.
No, Heather Dubrow, the cake.
Oh, Bogate.
Yeah, Bogate.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't watch it, but I was just about to click on that. But that was insane.
She broke Sarah, the bow off the cake.
You guys are crazy.
She's like, no. She's like, I have a sugar problem. And then they do a confessional of Vicky. She's like, it's not a sugar problem. It's an alcohol problem. Stop drinking.
What? Remember they were pushing that woman on us?
Yeah, Sarah Winchester.
What happened to her?
She was just a random friend of that season, and she was no longer.
But remember, I feel like they were trying to maybe like test her out a little, but...
That's what happens.
Didn't she make up that she was related to some like various like aristocratic family?
I don't remember, but that tracks.
Okay.
Anyways, that was a Heather Dubrow thing.
What a weird alcoholic thing, though. Like, that's like such a...
Oh, yeah, to make up a lie like that?
Or just to, like, randomly, impulsively take, like...
The bow off the cake?
Yeah.
Listen, do I love her for it? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do we want her back on the show? Yeah, we do. So speaking of another Bravo thing real quick, BravoCon. So, because I never even... Again, I took a break. I'm sorry, guys. I was ill. Did you see the Vicky versus Ramona?
No.
What? Ooh. The Vicky versus Mona.
Give me a rundown.
They were like arguing about who started the show first. Or who got famous first.
It was like,
and he's like, no, we were Page Six, New York Times, blah, blah.
Was it like a...
Like who put it on the map?
Was it spontaneous?
No, they were like putting,
OGs. We
up, no, not OGs. Just like whoever had a feud in different Housewives cities, like up against each other, like on like a podium type of thing to argue it out. Ramona got called three times in a row. She's like Ramona and Giselle. Cause she like did that picture thing.
Yeah,
Ramona
yeah.
And there was so many people, but that was one of them was Vicky.
Who do you think won?
Ramona.
Yeah.
Cause like you can't like lose against.
No, because she's like Trump.
Bethany can win against Ramona, but otherwise Ramona, like, she's so incessant that, like, you can't win.
She's like kind of Trumpian in her, like, she can just be like, nope.
She's like, nope, orange is red because that's what I said.
Yeah. Orange is now red and that's how I'm going to say with it.
She's like, and you're an asshole. So,
yeah.
So there's that. And real quick. Oh, Kim Richards. Did you see that video footage of her? She seemed so not sober. It was insane.
Really?
Oh my God. It was insane.
God. I mean, the story that came out a few years ago about her and Target or Kmart, was it
Target? $600 worth of toys in the dollar aisle. Yeah. That's a big feat. How can you steal $600 worth of toys, dollar toys?
Well, I recently
watched. A legend, that's who.
Did you ever see her performance in Black Snake Moan?
Yes. With Christina Ricci.
Mm-hmm. I want Kim to be on like a gritty,
me too.
Like supporting character in a gritty Netflix series.
I'm like yeah. It's gritty supporting character. I'm like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No. But I want her to be in like a gritty, yeah. Like Twin Peaks esque show where she's like a supporting random like townie.
She only has to show up on set for a bit.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. But like steals the scenes uh-huh. And like she's like a memorable cult character. Uh-huh. I want that for Kim.
Me too.
She's ready. She's later a good actress.
Call times as well. Yeah. We need her late call times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really it with like the BravoCon stuff. And then I feel like I just have so much news, so much I want to say. But somebody told me this really good story about Gina from Orange County. So last year, Gina and Emily, the two, they had done this little like contest for fans, and fans got to go meet them. So I was with a friend, and his boyfriend had won the contest, so they went along. So apparently they went to a restaurant, and Gina got wasted and then drove them all bar hopping to like two different places after.
She drove drunk.
Well, then she got that DUI later where like, and I'm like, so this is the, I'm sensing a theme.
Whoa.
I'm sensing a theme. And yeah, I was like, thanks for the tidbit.
Two Christmases ago, my boyfriend surprised me. He took me down. I'd never been, because I'm from Jersey, so I'd never had been to Orange County.
Right.
So he took me right before Christmas for a weekend in Laguna Beach, like a night in Laguna Beach.
Uh-huh.
And we went to like all the Real Housewives, like we went to Tortilla Republic.
Quiet Woman?
No, we didn't go to the Quiet Woman, but we ate at that. Remember that deck that Tamara gets baptized in?
Yeah.
We ate out there.
That's so weird.
We stayed at the Monarch where Lori got married.
Uh-huh.
And I just felt the...
Energy?
I felt the energy. It's so conservative there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Oh my God, Orange County, are you kidding me?
I was like, are we...
Oh, you just said you never... Oh my God, yeah.
No, I'd never been. It was a weird feeling.
All right. Well, speaking of Orange County, like I said, let's just really quickly get into a little bit of the last week's episode. There's a new one airing tonight, so I'll kind of dive more into that.
Of Orange County.
Yeah, and I know you hadn't watched.
I watched like four or five this season.
Season. But this episode, what's progressed is like Kelly and Shannon are fighting because Tamara said, Tamara was essentially like repeating a rumor that she heard that Kelly threw her mom down the stairs. Oh, it's insane. Let me tell you. And then so Kelly in the confessional, she goes, listen, I didn't push my mom to the stairs. She goes, I picked my mom up and put her outside physically. And I'm like, well, that's pretty. Your mom's like 76. That's
and like pretty. Frail.
And regardless, she's your mother. So that was fascinating and threatening.
Those women, as Danielle would say.
Yeah.
They are like, you can't make that shit up. You can't write that shit.
Who's picking up their mothers? Who's picking up their mothers and putting them out? Did she put her mother outside? I was like, what? But like, they're arguing about that. And Tamara actually really didn't say it. She was like actually kind of defending her and just saying there was this rumor. But somebody while they were filming, like a fan, had caught this footage and sent it to her. So we're seeing this play out in the show and it was taken out of context. So I'm actually on Tamara's side there, even though Tamara's usually a snake. And then, so Kelly's pissed about this. And Kelly tells Shannon that Tamara said she's a drunk. Which Shannon is a drunk, and I've heard this from production. Uh-huh.
Oh.
We'll talk about that off the, yeah, I have something to tell you. And then they were talking about like the Jim Bellino lawsuit, because who the fuck is this Big Bear City 909 number that keeps calling me? Jesus Christ.
Oh, I saw the Jim Bellino thing. Uh-huh. Aren't they bringing Alexis back?
She came back for a cameo.
Okay.
I wish she would be back. If they brought her and Heather back, it'd be great.
I also, who is this like really hot guy that Shannon's dating now?
Oh my God. I was just saying that his name is, I think, John.
He's young and hot.
I'm not kidding you. I don't think he's that young. He seems maybe like 50, but I'm not kidding. I was looking, I'm like, he's hot.
I saw a video where she like surprised, he's having like a surprise party and she just looks so happy.
And they're at the Trojans game this weekend. I said, Shannon,
good for her.
Yeah. Although I was also, I was attracted to David. So I guess she just,
They're all those men are like kind of like gay daddy porn. I feel like ish. All the husbands on that show.
Yeah. But John is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that. Shannon had to like go to court for some like divorce court thing for David. She was a disaster. She's in the car. Her hair was insane. She was, well, what did I just say about her being drunk? Yeah. So that tracked. I said, what's going on here? And then, yeah, like Vicky had called Tamara trashy. That was a note. Vicky had a reaction towards Bronwyn. Shannon didn't get any. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I need to talk about Bronwyn.
I can't stand her.
Because.
Is the mic wrong?
Oh, is it okay? Cool.
Carrie's very tall, so his microphone is a little bit low. Yeah, it
started going down. Bronwyn's, I just can't get over her mom.
She's a monster.
At first I was like, oh, she's like, I mean, I am so not in the Burning Man universe. Like, right. I don't relate. Love that for you if that's your life. But so when I first started seeing her, I was like, okay, she's like this cool medicine woman.
She's a fraud.
She's so mean to her.
She's a mean fraud.
So cruel. That dinner where Bronwyn was like, yeah, you like abandoned me a lot as a kid. And she was like, Bronwyn, there are people who are suffering in this world more than you. I was like, that is the most manipulative.
I'm going to say even worse.
I felt so triggered watching that.
She's a cunt.
Oh.
She is. Sorry.
Wow.
I don't take it back. But I don't like Bronwyn either. She's not fit for the show. And then she was really, you didn't see it because you didn't watch the episode, but she was like rude to a waiter later in the season, and she's entitled and she thinks she's cool and she thinks she's like housewives material because she shows all this sex stuff and it's very been there, done that. And I've had enough of her shtick, her spiel, and I want her off.
You want her off?
And that's where I stand.
She was...
Seems great though.
No, she was... Yeah, it seemed like she was like opening... She was just all the newbie like faux pas she was doing.
Yes.
Like she was... Talking about repeating things people said. It was like, when you're new, you got to, like, Tinsley did it perfectly.
She did.
Quietly wedge yourself in, never really get into any drama.
Three seasons later, you're, I'm drinking Luann.
But she never is, like, mean.
No.
Tinsley's, like, and she does it well. And she has, I mean, maybe that's just because Tinsley's more compelling than Bronwyn, but.
100%.
But I feel like I was watching and I was like,
Bronwyn's not compelling and she's desperate and she cries when people confront her and it doesn't work. You can't cry if you're a housewife. You can't cry and be sober.
And it felt like Tamara in the first, when they were in that bus tour in LA, Tamara was almost kind of like breaking the fourth wall, being like, hey, you got to not do this.
Right.
Like, we're the OGs.
We're a housewife. Yeah. We don't.
Yeah.
That was really all I had for OC. But you did watch Jersey. I heard you say earlier that like you think Jersey season 2 is yada yada great or whatever. I did not like Jersey until last season with like Jennifer coming in. I didn't watch it. I didn't like the vibe. It icked me out. It gave me the wrong.
Yeah. It was like all the family stuff.
I guess that like I really didn't even try it. I think it was just because people from Jersey are so desperate and they think fame is so cool. And so it felt like these people are like trying like, oh, we're going to be out. You should look at us. Whereas like everyone else is a little bit more seasoned, especially here or in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt like these people just like, just so desperate trying to be on TV.
Yeah.
And it was off-putting and I never get it a shot.
But when Jennifer came in, you liked it?
Do you
like Margaret?
No. Margaret, I don't like. Why does Margaret, I don't mind her. Why does she turn her bottom lip out? She's talking like this. Her bottom lip is folded down. I have like a thing about people talking. I need her to paperclip her lip up and then I'll be okay with her. But she's talking like this.
You should email her that.
I will.
Tell her that.
Margaret bottom lip down at gmail.com.
I saw I didn't watch last season, but I saw the clip where they throw Danielle's husband into the pool.
Your husband's in the pool. That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
That was good.
Also, Danielle divorced that man.
She did divorce him.
Yeah. And then she was engaged to a Duke.
Right.
Which I was like, God, she's incredible.
Power pussy. Power pussy. I mean,
but yeah, I need to really invest back in this. I'm just gonna pick up on this new season and just watch.
We're 3 episodes in, and like I said, I just finished the 3rd one, but what's really to touch down on, and like I said, I missed covering this, was like the last episode, Margaret and Danielle had gotten into it. Did you see?
Mm-mm.
I thought you watched it.
No, I'm recapping season 2, so I'm currently
watching that. What you meant. Okay.
But I am watching Dallas for the first time. I'm on season 2.
And I'll tell you this.
I just watched the Mexico trip.
Okay, that was great. What I'll tell you about Dallas is like season 1's not great. Season 2 is great. Season 3 is, season 4 is awful, and that's why I'm not covering it on here. Season 2, you're in for a treat. You saw the dick sucked at the roundup thing?
He gets his dick sucked at the roundup.
I know the boys. I know, did boy. It. It's but very, like, it's very ASMR.
It is. But like, she's always threatening people.
The first season, I will say this from the first season, worth the moment, the cameras go down, so you know she's not faking it, and the girls are upstairs with the camera phone, and she goes, she's screaming, she smashes a glass or something, and she goes, I'll fucking gut you. And I'm like, she threatened Carney off talk. Camera to gut somebody. And then, yeah, then you hear also with the thing, they're not knives, they're just hands, and they work quite well. And it's just like that, right?
It's so uncanny.
She does scare
they're
me, but
not knives, they're just hands.
That's work quite well.
And to imagine like Brandy's, like, what was she
on the side of the, I love that yeah. We can't see it though.
I know. It's she's just like, they should only do that with Leanne. Like, I really hope they just do the behind the door thing.
That'd be incredible.
Just like, I think because not knowing is like more hilarious and horrifying.
Yeah, but like the thing is too, is you'll see in season 4, if you choose to watch, you should.
No, I will. I'm no, totally invested.
No,
I'm going to go. I'm okay. Even, I stick with it.
But Leanne is so self-aware now, and it's so off-putting, and I can't stand it. The only ones I like on the show now are Stephanie and Brandy.
They're so funny.
They're so funny. And Brandy's a drunk mess. She's a drunk slut. She is.
I think Brandy, last season I was a little like I was trying to get her, and then this season I feel like it's season 2, I mean. I feel like she's really coming into her own.
Okay.
And I think she's, like, truly funny and, like, does not care at all and, like, calls people out and...
Yeah, she's a great housewife.
Yeah, she's a perfect housewife.
I agree. We veered off a bit, so just really quickly to bring it back to Jersey, I just want to touch on this and then we'll wrap it up. So what had happened, though, was that, like, Margaret and Danielle confronted each other last week in the second episode and basically ended with, like... I think Margaret called Danielle a prostitute, and then Danielle storms out of the house screaming, fucking whore, fucking bitch, whore. And like, it just got so wild. And she goes in this car and like, she does bring us a lot.
Danielle, she's just that level of something else.
Yeah. And there was that. We haven't
it keeps
seen
everyone on their toes because they're like, wow, this is a real person.
But I will say Jennifer, the new Jennifer, is she's bringing us not that type of energy, but like a messy energy. And I'm seeing stuff with her. I did finally, apparently there's like she was in a yellow BMW and I missed it first episode. Everyone, I did see it. I don't know how I missed it before. It's incredible. And yeah. Oh, and then Dolores had walked up to Jennifer and she goes, your makeup looks good. And she's like, and you look skinny. Wow.
Oh,
and I was like, whoa.
I forgot that Dolores was in season 3.
Oh, like a guest.
Yeah, when they go to the Judice country house.
Oh, God.
Dolores is there.
Does she look better?
She looks great.
But like, no, I mean, she looks great now.
She was Caroline's friend.
Okay.
Which I didn't know, because then I thought she was Teresa's friend.
She is. They knew each other from Patterson.
But Caroline was like, no, this is my sidekick.
What?
And I was like...
Do you like Caroline? I can't stand her.
Watching season 2, I see a lot of, like... manipulative behavior that I didn't pick up on because I mean I love her. I think she's like just one of the, you know, she's a classic.
She plays a victim, and she's like, the way she took what she takes everything so seriously, my family, and
yeah. She has like a kind of deluded sense of grandeur, I think.
Yeah, there's that. And then Danielle, or Jennifer, had called Danielle Beverly, which, you know, it's her real name.
Oh,
and Danielle was livid, and
that's hilarious.
And Jennifer was like, well, I didn't know it was like a big deal. She's like, yeah, she said, say, I heard your name's Beverly. And Danielle was like, not having it.
Do you remember when Jacqueline was like, what is your real name? Beverly Merrill Staub.
Wait, I don't.
In season 2?
No, I don't. I really have barely
it's just
watched
Jacqueline,
it.
It's like a 10 second interview of going, listing all the names that she's had. Merrill, Angela, Beverly.
Wait, can you find this clip and send it to me?
Staub. Yeah.
Oh my God. I really need to like watch. I just dip my toes in. And I think that was really it. There was this hot realtor Ben in this last episode, and they have Teresa's pool guy Tony, who I think's hot. She definitely thinks he's hot. She's definitely
Like childhood sweetheart.
I'm into it. Yeah. And she's definitely into it.
Wait,
too.
I think I did watch it. I saw the episode when Melania is like, okay, Gia is like, they're talking about Joe coming back from prison.
Yeah.
And Melania's
yeah.
like, I'm going upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, you did
okay,
watch.
I did watch it, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. There's that, and like my only really other note was that Margaret's home repulses me.
Really?
Yeah.
And her mom is still living with her?
Yeah, they're like, she's apartment hunting.
Okay.
And that was it.
They look exactly the same.
They do.
It's like very yeah. like little big and little Edie.
Yeah. That was really it. We're still getting started. We're three episodes in. And then Atlanta, we started. I'm not covering it right now. I'll see if I do it starting. Have you watched? It's really slow.
Not the new one.
It's really slow. And everyone's been saying that. So if it picks up next week, then I'll join it. If not, I'm like overloaded. And we'll get back with New Jersey, get back with OC. And I think New Jersey should start popping too.
Awesome.
So that's it. That felt like a Housewives marathon.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I love it. Always down to talk about Housewives.
Okay, good. I'm always down to have you back.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah, it was tough getting Carrie on here. He, hard man to pin down.
No. I'm terrible.
No, it was totally fine.
It's the holidays.
It's okay. It's not even fucking Thanksgiving. But thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much for having me. It was really fun.
Of course. And yeah, until next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
It's so much better. A Diamond Heart production.